Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
Look at you them. Are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root, 1 hour from now, he will weigh in on the House vote 232 to 196 to open an impeachment inquiry of the President of the United States. I know. The good thing is no Republicans defected. Mark Amadei voted against the resolution. Two Democrats voted with the Republicans. And all in all, it was, in fact, normally they want to talk ad nauseum before doing something like this. There were speeches, but I will simply tell you this. It's good. They got it out of the way, and now they'll all go home. And this is what they'll hear. Cricket. Yeah. I want to go to the audio sound bites. I think Sean Hannity put this into perspective, this whole vote on an impeachment inquiry. And he calls it for what it is. It is essentially to give Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler a blank check going into impeachment. This was Sean Hannity last night on his TV show on Fox.
Speaker in name only, Nancy Pelosi, is now asking her fellow members of Congress to rush through and authenticate this secret Soviet-style impeachment coup attempt. You have House members will now have to decide whether or not the corrupt, compromised, congenital liar Adam Schiff will get a green light to take his top secret witch hunt public. Most lawmakers have not been allowed to attend the closed-door hearings, even view evidence, even review transcripts. Yet, they'll now be asked to authenticate a phony closed-door process that they know very little about. Essentially, it is a vote. Be very clear, this vote tomorrow, this vote will be a vote for a process that is run by Adam Schiff. That guy is the single most corrupt, the biggest liar in Washington, D.C., in that sewer swamp, which says a lot. That guy spent 2+ years right there blatantly lying in public on TV saying he has all the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. You might remember some of these lies because we had 4 separate investigations, the FBI investigation, House Intel investigation, bipartisan Senate investigation, and the Mueller report that contradict what he was telling us. Take a look.
There is already, in my view, ample evidence in the public domain on the issue of collusion. If you're willing to see it, if you want to blind yourself, then you can look the other way.
I could certainly say with confidence that there is significant evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia.
I've been very clear over the last year and a half, that there is ample evidence of collusion in plain sight.
No evidence in clear sight. That's why he's a congenital liar. Those lies didn't stop there. This is the guy who completely fabricated the transcript. He had to make it up of the president's phone call with the president of Ukraine in an official White House hearing. That's the guy who lied once again on TV about not having contact with the hearsay non-whistleblower whistleblower. And by the way, he is the guy who's been tampering with virtually every witness brought before his secret Soviet-style impeachment coup attempt inquiry.
Yeah. Here's what's interesting about the vote today. And by the way, it was 232 to 196 in favor of the impeachment resolution. setting forth the ground rules for an impeachment inquiry by the entire House of Representatives. It will be run out of the House Judiciary Committee. So the focus may move away from Adam Schiff. But here's the problem. They still want to interrogate Trump administration people. The investigation is going to go on. And what I don't understand is why they're doing this and they're already scheduling hearings when they still haven't deposed a whole bunch of people. That's what's so bizarre. Now, John Dean has been this way before, former Nixon counsel, presidential counsel. And he was on with Anderson Cooper last night. And we kind of disagreed, I guess you'd say, with Jeffrey Toobin about the possibility of executive privilege for John Bolton, who has not yet testified. His attorneys are apparently talking with Adam Schiff and the Democrats about testifying. But no, so I don't know how they can do any of this and still get this thing done before Christmas, which means that it's going to go on into January, which means right in the middle of the Iowa caucuses, all of these Senate presidential wannabes are going to have to be back as jurors in the trial of Donald J. Trump. I don't quite understand. Let's go to cut two, though. John Dean was on with Anderson Cooper last night, and he disagrees with Jeffrey Toobin on the possibility of executive privilege for John Bolton, which would mean he would not have to testify. This was John Dean and Jeffrey Toobin last night on CNN.
John, you know, you mentioned the idea of, you know, Bolton sort of maintaining his credentials with Republicans. If that is a large motivating factor for him or a giant concern kind of hanging over him, it might influence what he says, how far he's willing to go in what he says. I mean, if he wants to be re-embraced by the Fox News crowd, that might color what he remembers.
It gives him some cover in even appearing. But once he gets up there, I disagree with Jeffrey on the fact that executive privilege is really not at play here. Any witness who appears in front of the committee, unless he's employed at the White House, there is just no way to invoke executive privilege unless that witness wants to use it as a shield to not testify. But once he goes as far as to go up there to invoke executive privilege, first of all, he can't do it. Only the president can do it, and it has to be very specific. So he'd have to review his testimony in advance with the White House. Is that going to happen? I don't think with Bolton it's going to happen.
John has one theory about how this would work. And remember, you know, everything that if, let's say he does invoke an executive privilege, let's say it's improper, it would still have to go through the courts, and it would be, that would take time. I mean, Bolton has a lot of control here. And if he doesn't want to testify, even if he invokes executive privilege in a way that's ultimately seen as improper, that could delay things so long that his testimony would wind up just being not used in any case.
Jeffrey Toobin and John Dean of Nixon-era impeachment. It's getting serious now. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Look at these prices. $199 per month for a single. $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or visit lightyourliberty.com. Take a quick break. When we come back, John Kennedy, no, not the fallen U.S. president, but the senator from Louisiana, you'll get to hear his perspective on this vote today. It's absolutely incredible
He calls it a sham, and it really is. And we'll let him explain why coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Your Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye. twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the...
So good to have you with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Understand in Ely, like, the temperature was like, what was it, 8 degrees? Was it 8 degrees this morning? It was 33 here in Las Vegas, so winter is here. We just skipped fall. For somehow, some way, we just skipped fall. We moved right to... Well, tell us where our missed fall is. By the way, many of us live every day with chronic pain. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. Now, I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases the healing by 500%. It's that rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, I've been dealing with chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury for many months now. I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery in December, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. I am virtually pain-free today after only four visits. Make your pain go away. Here's the number. No matter where you live, within the sound of my voice, 702-703-0166. Or you can stop by their Las Vegas office, 7390 West Sahara. That's 702-703-0166. And make the pain go away, okay? Anyway, let's go to the audio sound bites. Whenever I need clarity, I always go to a guy that is just country smart. He is John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. He was on with, where was he yesterday? He was on with Neil Cavuto. And that today's vote in the House was a sham. Here is John Kennedy.
They say, well, we're going to give the Republicans the opportunity to call witnesses. They just don't bother to tell you they've got to get Adam Schiff's permission. Now, Adam Schiff's not calling the shots. Nancy Pelosi is. If you took Speaker Pelosi and turned her upside down and shook her, Adam Schiff would fall out of her pocket. Bam, hit the floor. Okay, she's calling these shots. She's saying now Republicans can call witnesses.
Well, but she's also shrewd about it. She's shrewd about it, right, Senator? I mean, she must be realizing here that this backs up to a potential House impeachment vote during the holidays. This goes into the Senate during the new year when the Iowa caucuses is starting and everything else, New Hampshire, what have you. It will imperil those six senators running for president. It's a mess, right?
Do you think Neil, you're a bright guy now, you think that's
no,
a coincidence?
I think on that single cell
I don't.
Guy. Yeah.
I don't think it's a coincidence. We were originally told that the impeachment articles would be sent to us by Thanksgiving. So I'm figuring we'll be here over Christmas doing our part in the Senate. Now, all of a sudden, they've been delayed until January. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences
but
up here.
But wouldn't they be hurting themselves doing that with the ones
no,
who
does have
that
a good... Let me finish my point.
So
who
you think it helps Joe Biden in that case?
Amen, brother.
All right, so you think this entire process is actually, this is kind of Machiavellian on your part, meant to help Joe Biden?
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying it's been my experience up here. There are very few coincidences. And I know with the Iowa caucuses starting in February, you're going to have Senator Warren, Senator Sanders, Senator Klobuchar, Senator Booker. Let me go down the list. All of them are going to be in the Senate 6 days a week. Monday, most of the day, Monday through Saturday. Now, you don't have to be Mensa material to figure out who that helps.
That was John Kennedy. And just very plain spoken. I love the way he does this. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll let you hear what's kind of a civics lesson 101 from a member of Congress, a Democrat, and it's the Democrat response to the GOP claims of a lack of due process, which we are all guaranteed by the Constitution. Also, there is growing skepticism that's out there relative to the death of Jeffrey Epstein in a New York City jail. And it's a little scary when you think about it, because the autopsy findings are suggesting that this was a homicide, not a suicide. Also, but Dr. Mark Siegel is the Fox News medical analyst, and he smells a rat. And I don't have time to get the soundbite in right now, but I promise you I will get it in our next half hour. But when you hear his skepticism and you find out the reasons why what was in that autopsy, by the way, Dr. Mark Siegel was not in the autopsy, but Michael Bodden was. And Michael Bodden, I think, has some issues with this as well. Yeah, the big question is, did he jump off his bed and commit suicide, or was he strangled to death? The evidence keeps pointing towards strangled to death. Yeah. No, I mean, this is interesting. And people that know a lot more about medicine than I do, Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the Fox News medical expert, has looked at these findings, and he is smelling a rat. I'm going to be honest with you. I do, too. But who is it that got to? You know, the video cameras were turned off and all of that. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend as we continue. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root, top of the hour, as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Don't miss the Silver State Scoreboard Show, featuring scores, updates, and interviews about high school football from around Nevada. Join host Lee Adams, TJ Sarbacker, and Spencer Santee at 10 p.m. every Friday on this station. Read about it at SilverStateScoreboard.com. It's the Silver State Scoreboard Show, presented by Wells Fargo and Wells Fargo Advisors.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House has just passed a Democratic resolution which moves the impeachment inquiry into a new phase that will be highlighted by open hearings rather than behind closed-door depositions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final vote to pass the resolution 232-196. Republicans still say Democrats are leading an unfair process. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says
at least a dozen witnesses have testified in Congress as part of the House's impeachment inquiry. The facts that are already in the public record are troubling and require further investigation.
A top U.S. general says the U.S. is now on alert for retribution attacks after the death last weekend of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S.-led military operation in Syria. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a Green New Deal. I'll tax you till you squeal. Gonna change the nation, cause it's an abomination. Are you getting this, Anderson? Let's go.
I just love that. I just love that. And by the way, we'll have more on AOC coming up here in just a couple minutes. Because AOC was called out last night by no less than Tucker Carlson. It was really great. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Well, let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your healthcare options, no matter where you may be listening. If you're in SoCal, if you're in the rurals, if you're in Northern Nevada, if you're in Southern Nevada, Las Vegas, Henderson, doesn't matter. 702-396-9449. Call right now. Pat Casale is waiting for your call. 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. Okay. I promised I'd let you hear what amounts to a civics lesson, mainly because they don't teach, I guess, civics in a lot of schools. Ed Perlmutter is a Democrat congressman from Colorado 7. And this is kind of the Democrat response, kind of the talking points to the GOP claims of a lack of due process for the president when it comes to impeachment. This was Ed Perlmutter in the House Rules Committee last night.
Back to basics, to civics 101. The impeachment is the complaint against the president. It isn't the trial. The trial is in the Senate, in which case the Senate creates its own rules by which it will determine whether the president is getting due process or not getting due process. But the complaint, the impeachment, the indictment against the president is what we do. And so to the degree you want to have more due process, the due process is part of the trial. And so, you know, listening to everybody talk about, well, it's just not fair. You know, what has been happening, because this is something like a grand jury coming up with a complaint or an indictment, but it allows for Republicans to ask questions and Democrats to ask questions in the process of developing a complaint in an area where it seems like national security is really at stake, and issues of the intelligence community is at stake. And so to the degree that my friends, Mr. Woodall, Ms. Lesko, Dr. Burgess, are complaining that there's no due process, that it's not fair, Republicans are getting to ask questions, Democrats are getting to ask questions, it's in an arena involving the intelligence community, there will be an open process in the Judiciary Committee, and there will be a trial if impeachment is authorized in the Senate. So I would also suggest to my friends that they be taking up some of their questions about due process with the Senate, where the trial actually takes place.
I just love this. Every day we walk in and we see something new, we hear something new. For instance, the president. How seriously is he taking this House vote? By the way, the House voted, if you just joined us, the House voted 232 to 196 to open an impeachment inquiry of the President of the United States. How seriously is he taking it? He's going to New York this weekend. He's going to the fights. He's going to the UFC, UFC 244, Madison Square Garden in New York. He'll be ringside. Trump, as you probably know, is best buds with UFC president Dana White. Remember how he was jeered with the baseball playoffs at... There was some of that, during the World Series. I'm guessing he will be cheered wildly by a UFC crowd. I'm just guessing on this. We'll find out, obviously, over the weekend. But I'm just guessing that he will, when he trades in the diamond for the octagon, that he will be applauded by that audience. I could be wrong. This may end up being like, Philadelphia or something. In Philadelphia, they boo the mayor. They boo Santa Claus. It's just the way they are. The president is expected to spend the night at Trump Tower and will still be in town when the New York City Marathon begins on Sunday. Will traffic be screwed up there or what? But Trump plans to be in the crowd at the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC 244, at Madison Square Garden.
Pow, pow, pow!
The big welterweight fight between Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz. So the president's going to be busy this weekend, not with impeachment, but with the UFC. Good for him. I'm excited. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, by the way, Wayne Allen Root.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
Oh, no, he's amazing. And in his column, I don't know if you've seen his column this week in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, The headline is Wayne Allen Root, : California is a raging dumpster fire. Oh my God. I can't wait to get with him.
Funny comedy.
Now, I want you to hear from AOC. Well, not from AOC, actually from Tucker Carlson. Because there is new evidence out that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a bigot.
Everything is racism with her.
Yeah. And so it is. This was Tucker Carlson last night. It says cut one. The evidence of AOC bigotry is all around us. It is everywhere. Here it is.
During her first run for Congress last year, Ocasio-Cortez suggested that the incumbent who held the seat didn't deserve to be in Congress because he was the wrong race. By election day, her opponent was literally apologizing for his own skin color. When he accused Ocasio-Cortez of making the election about race, she didn't run from it. Quote, it is about race, end quote. Not so long ago, a campaign like that would have been considered deeply immoral. The press would have hounded Ocasio-Cortez until she apologized or dropped out, but not anymore. A ruling class no longer recognizes universal standards of any kind. Racism, they've decided, cuts only one way. So they ignored Ocasio-Cortez's race baiting, and she got elected. Over time, like any untreated virus, her bigotry grew more inflamed. Here was Ocasio-Cortez just last week in a public hearing explaining that actually global climate change is the fault of a specific racial group. Watch.
Do we see largely that it's the global South and communities of color that may be bearing the brunt of the initial havoc from climate change?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And in terms of that wealth, the people who are producing climate change, the folks that are responsible for the largest amount of emissions or communities or corporations, they tend to be predominantly white, correct?
Yes, and every study backs that up.
The people that are producing climate change, end quote. That's right. Those people, the ones destroying the earth, driving entire species to extinction, killing children. Ever notice how all those people look alike? They've got something in common, don't they? That's right. They're the same color. That's what she's saying. Standards have changed so much that it's hard to say something genuinely shocking in this country anymore, but that qualifies. For all the hysteria that you hear about how the president is a racist, Donald Trump has never said anything close to that. Nothing close to as bigoted and vicious as that. The people wrecking the world are all of one race? Who talks like that? In fact, it's hard to think of anyone in American life saying anything that disgusting and foolish and dangerous. If so, exactly what would it be? And yet, and here's the amazing part, nobody seemed to even notice when Ocasio-Cortez said that in the middle of a congressional hearing. Our rulers acted like it was all totally normal, because increasingly for them, it is normal. This is an ominous development for this country. Talk like this will destroy us. It has come close before, as you know. It's possible that Ocasio-Cortez doesn't really know what she's saying. You'd like to think that she doesn't. Maybe she's just young and lacking wisdom and can't hear herself. The problem is that others can hear her clearly. Every time she encourages her followers to hate and distrust other people based on their race, some of them will. And over time, this is how countries fall apart. So going forward, here's a plea to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Keep saying what you think is true. Keep taking jabs at the establishment in Washington. Even those of us who disagree with you will cheer you on. But my gosh, please, for the sake of the country and the children you don't yet have, please stop attacking people for the color of their skin. They can't change who they are, and neither can you. We all have to live here together anyway, and we won't be able to if you keep this up.
Everything is racist. Everything is racist, according to me. Everything is racist.
No, it's true. It's true. It is for a lot of folks. It is racist. It's kind of sad it has to be that way, but it is true. No, it really is. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $199 for a single, $399 per month for a couple, and just $529 for a family. It's mom, dad, all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855 58 Liberty or visit lightyourliberty.com. Stick around, more to do. Don't forget Wayne Allyn Root, top of the hour, as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
Ain't that the truth? Jeffrey Epstein, even in death, is causing his share of problems for a lot of people. Like why did the cameras fail in and around his jail cell? How did he die? Did he really commit suicide, or is it a homicide? There are more and more people that are saying this is a homicide, and it should be investigated as such. Dr. Mark Siegel is the Fox News medical expert, was on with Tucker Carlson last night. There is still a lot, which is really weird. I mean, this guy died months ago, and yet we still don't know a lot about how he died. But Dr. Mark Siegel says there's a lot we don't know about the Jeffrey Epstein death. Here it is.
Pictures, and they look like a lot of force was applied, and you can see them there. Look at how extensive that is. So this could easily occur by somebody grabbing you by the neck and fracturing here and over here. Well, that's the most common way that happens, Tucker, with literally a homicidal strangulation. So that has to be ruled out. Now, of course, there's a lot of other suspicious things that went on here. Yeah. He's taken precipitously off suicide watch after having been attacked. He's put in a room with a murderer, a known murderer, who's then removed, and a bunk bed is left there, and sheets. What are sheets doing in there? There hasn't been a suicide in this prison, only one in 40 years before this. Cameras are broken, guards falling asleep simultaneously, and he's left unobserved for hours. This doesn't pass the sniff test.
No, it doesn't.
So Dr. Bodden and our viewers are right to be saying, wait a minute, what don't we know? Was there more DNA evidence? He brought up this morning, you know, where's the DNA evidence on the sheets that were there under Epstein's fingernails? These are questions. But I want to add one other thing. The pathologist that's ruling on this, the medical examiner, the chief medical examiner in New York, is quite reputable. And she came back and said, this is a suicide. She better be right, because she's putting her entire career on the line here. And the determination, Tucker, is made by putting a lot of facts together. Maybe there are things we don't know that she knows. I want to know what those things are.
Why would there be things that she knows in a case of this nature, where the public's trust in the system is also on trial, in effect? Why would she be keeping facts from the public?
I don't think she should. I think she should be releasing the answers to Dr. Bodden's questions. In other words, was there a suicide note? You know, right. He supposedly rewrote his will. I want to know, did anyone observe this? Were people seen coming and going from the cell? What was the time of death? All of these things haven't been released, and especially the DNA issues. Whose DNA was on that sheet? Was it only Epstein's? Because if somebody killed him, we would see some evidence of it. I want this information released.
I do, too. I'm just going to tell you, man, there's stuff that stinks to high heaven. And this guy could have buried so many political people, celebrities, if he had talked. If he sang like a canary. And if somebody did not want him singing like a canary, then that's... Then maybe this is a homicide, not a suicide.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to give the last word today to Kevin McCarthy. He is the minority leader in the United States House of Representatives. And I want you to listen to how he characterizes this whole impeachment inquiry thing. And that as minority leader, and he was on with Sean Hannity last night, he asked the not-so-rhetorical question, why won't Adam Schiff produce the whistleblower? Why won't he identify the whistleblower? It seems simple. Here it is.
Remember what Adam would say at the beginning, like the administration was going to hold this whistleblower back, that all this quid pro quo was in there. Then once the call came out and we saw the transcript where the president has done nothing wrong, nothing to be impeached, but now they won't bring the whistleblower forward. What does Adam Schiff have to hide? If once again, he's taken America through a nightmare because of his lies.
What we know is, because we know there was contact, that's a fact, with Schiff's office, that would mean he's compromised. Yes. That would mean he lied yet again, like he's lied for the last 3 years. How could anybody allow this man to run any investigation? He's a fact witness.
He is a fact witness. And in our judicial system, a fact witness cannot be a prosecutor. And what we'll vote on tomorrow will not only make Adam Schiff a fact witness, a prosecutor, a judge, and a jury. He has stopped people, witnesses, from answering questions. So he objects. But then when he objects for them to answer the question, he's the judge who rules whether they should answer the question or not. He should actually send these witnesses a legal bill because he's also their attorney. And he's the only one who's picking the witness. Nowhere in our judicial system would we ever allow this. If this was in a court of law, there would be a mistrial right now based upon what these Democrats have done and the way they've treated this. All these facts. It is the fruit of the poisonous tree. This would all be thrown out.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And that's what's so sad about this. But I think the American people are smart enough to see through this. I really honestly do. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more. You can do it right now. EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. Now, coming up, Wayne Allen Root. He's got a great new column out. I urge you to look it up. Because this is great stuff. California is a raging dumpster fire. In the column, he says that I think they're becoming like a third world country. I mean, it's a little scary what's happening in the People's Republic of California. And those of you that are listening in the People's Republic of California, am I right on this? Is Wayne Allen Root, is he right on this? Think about this a minute. This is the so-called Golden State. But the Golden State's been tarnished big time. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, of course, you always can. Wayne Allen Root will join us in just a couple minutes, and we'll get the latest. What does he think of this impeachment thing? The vote today, 232 to 196, essentially along party line votes. A couple of Democrats voted with the Republicans. The Republicans stayed home. They stayed put. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program Live and Local Now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.